Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 28th, 2014. So let's take a look at how planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Since early September, Mars, the planet of action and combat, has been in its own sign, Scorpio, making Mars strong. And, as of last week, Venus, the planet of negotiations and peace, became weakened when it went into Virgo, its sign of debilitation. Venus is, as well, getting too close to the Sun, in other words, combust, meaning its significations are being burnt up by the Sun. Well, the United States, in alliance with assorted semi-willing Arab nations, went for it last week with massive bombing of targets inside Syria. On the face of it, this certainly appears to be a new development. The U.S. has not sent warplanes and missiles to blow things up in this particular country before. In the USA chart, Mars, the planet of violence and war, is transiting through the USA 12th house. In the chart of a country, the 12th house has all sorts of negative meanings, ranging from criminals to mobs, from espionage to persecution. In a more general sense, the 12th house is the subconscious, and Mars, the planet of aggression, in the 12th house, creates anxiety. Worries about how the new violent militants in the Middle East could retaliate on the USA gave leaders, politicians, and pundits justification to whoop up public sentiment for a military campaign aimed at bombing these guys back to the gates of hell. In traditional Vedic astrology, the transit of Mars through the 12th house is interpreted as an attack from a hidden enemy. So we'll see if the fears turn out to be justified after all. At the beginning of last week, Venus, planet of peace, negotiations, and compromise, was still in the sign Leo, the sign of leaders. There were big powwows at the UN last week, a special meeting of leaders from over 100 countries. It all started out as a climate summit called by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. But that was soon overtaken by a more pressing issue, the destruction of the new evil scourge of the Middle East, ISIS, or ISIL, or IS, or whatever you want to call them. In the heavens, Venus moved into Virgo, the sign where it is debilitated. And any ideas of resolving the situation in any other way than through violence quickly got drowned out. With Venus weakened, prospects for cooperation and harmony are not so good, and that keeps going for the next 3 weeks. Back to the transit of Mars in the USA chart. It's the planet of action making its way through the 12th house. The 12th house of a country's chart includes such significations as mob psychology, civil unrest, protests. Of course, the obvious example was last week's demonstrations in New York City, in advance of the UN climate summit. 400,000 marched in the streets of New York, making it the largest protest demonstration ever in that city. Meanwhile, in Ferguson, Missouri, the town where the unarmed teenager Michael Brown was gunned down by police last month, there were renewed street protests and confrontations with police. The energy of the Ketu-Uranus conjunction produces one crisis after another. Jupiter's trine aspect to Ketu and Uranus adds in even more energy. Ketu is the significator of the unseen world, which includes viruses. Uranus represents something extreme. The ongoing Ebola crisis in West Africa, despite increased efforts to do something, is still worsening, with the official death toll now topping 3,000. Meanwhile, here in the USA, the Entero-68 virus, causing respiratory distress in children, has spread now to 38 states. In the chart of the USA, we see an additional signification of Mars, the planet of infections, in the 12th house, which is the house of epidemics. In other parts of the world, the Uranus-K2 combination continues to manifest as the planet of freedom and rebellion, plus the significator of past karma and change. After Scotland, next up, Catalonia, scheduled for a secession vote in November. Meanwhile, over in Hong Kong, students are boycotting classes and marching in mass demonstrations, protesting China's removal of democratic voting processes for choosing Hong Kong's own leaders. This has now escalated into a full-scale movement, dubbed Occupy Central. And, in the Mideast, in Yemen, a full-on civil war has erupted between the Sunni militants and the Shia rebels to see who will run that country. Last Wednesday, September 24th, Venus entered Virgo. Venus is debilitated in Virgo, in other words, weakened. Venus is the planet of guidance, therefore advice and counsel. Venus is therefore the planet of lawyers. By entering Virgo, Venus is now opposite to Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events. On Thursday last week, Attorney General Eric Holder announced that he was resigning. You can expect more of this sort of thing in coming weeks, in other words, problems with advisors, while Venus is in Virgo until October 18th. And lastly, a newly elected leader who is making an impression. Narendra Modi, during his first visit to the USA as Prime Minister of India, is enjoying a rock star welcome. Check out the transits to his birth chart. Benefic Jupiter in his ninth house of long-distance travel and good fortune, and it's the opportunity planet in his ninth house of beliefs, meritorious deeds, morals, and ethics. Mars, the planet of action, is powerful in its own sign, Scorpio, which just happens to be Mr. Modi's rising sign. And finally, Venus, planet of sociability and relationship, is transiting in his 11th house of friends, goals, ambitions, and rewards. Looking good, Mr. Modi. That'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.